Okay, we will resume the special call council meeting where we left off, which would be at reports. First, fire department. I do not see Chief Hawkins here. Do we have anything from the fire department?
They do know they're supposed to be here, correct?
Yes.
Can you email them and tell them that we would like to see a smiling face from them every meeting? Or at least once a month. I take once a month.
Preferably the regular meeting.
Regular meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next we have the police department. Chief Mullins.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Just a quick update from the last meeting. Key points, our command staff for our department has now successfully completed two of the three FBI LEADA courses. This is coming through grant and scholarship at no cost to the town. These are highly sought after classes. In order to get if you get command staff through the entire three-part series, that department is eligible for the FBI LEADA Trilogy Award. So we've now completed two of the three steps and the last one. To my knowledge, that would make us the first agency in Lee, Scott, or Wise to accomplish this task. It's been very, very good training, very useful for the department, and I think it'd be something we can carry on for many years to come. It's been really good training. I followed back up in reference to the Safe Routes to School program. That program is still active. However, they do not have funding specifically allocated for that program any longer. It all falls under the Ready, Set, Go Transportation Alternatives Grant Program. It's set up to design and develop infrastructure projects such as sidewalks, bicycle facilities, etc. The way it was explained to me was you apply for the grant and they will assign an engineer or someone from VDOT to help you design the project. That's 100% grant funded. And then if the town decides to move forward with any of those projects, you apply for a second grant. And if that one is awarded, it's an 80-20 match, 80% on VDOT and 20% locally for anything. I also inferred from it that if there was any designs that were done outside of the project, those would not be given preference. It's their own designs to make sure it meets the state specifications. But she said that is an ongoing project we can apply at any point. I did not specifically ask her about the study that was done in 2019, because it appears that what was done then would be what we would need to move forward with any projects. I just don't know if the estimate for the project cost would still be applicable or if it could be updated to more recent costs. So
you said it would have to be a design that they did. Is this the ones that they've already done? Do we think that?
I can follow back up. I'm going to make Sharon gave me a copy of it. I'm going to make a copy of the whole thing and then give it back to her, and then I'll follow back up with her and talk to Jimmy. But basically, it looks like it's already been done. It's just the cost that's associated with it. I'm sure. I don't know if they can just update the cost that goes along with it and be good, or if they would require another study to be done.
Okay. Thank you for checking on that, and just keep us updated.
Absolutely. And I've coordinated with Jimmy. We've got a spreadsheet to track any ordinance violations and how to deal with them, when letters were sent out, were they sent by mail or personal notification. And we've already got about 15 that's on the list, and I'm going to coordinate with him tomorrow, and that way we can start getting those sent out.
Perfectly. Thank you for that. That will definitely help.
And I have reviewed the Lenawisco migration plan that was briefly discussed last month. It looks like something that's a good plan. I'm not sure when that meeting is set to happen or when they need that, but I'd be more happy to assist from the PD side and working with Jimmy on that one. But I think it's a good thing to have, especially given some of the natural disasters that's happened across the country. Some of those given very, very short notice. The one that happened in Dane recently was a very good example of that. They were hit pretty hard, pretty quickly, and they needed all the help they can get. And we were actually in a position where we were able to help them out at their request. And the fire department helped out. They done a very good job getting there quickly. So, upcoming events, between now and when our next meeting is set to happen, school will be starting back, so we will be ramping up enforcement measures during the morning to ensure that people are in compliance, make sure that kids are able to get on and off the buses safely. So we'll be doing an update to the Facebook page to kind of warn people, let them know that start, you know, getting up enough time, driving slow, but being prepared for that. And then also in the upcoming weeks, Brandon and Ethan will be attending a car seat installation technician course. That's also grant funded, won't cost the town anything, but it will make them certified to be technicians to help install new parents or parents that are just concerned about how to properly install their car seats and booster seats. To my knowledge, there are very few of those around this area, and it's hard to coordinate with them, so it's just another service that we'll be able to provide our community and our residents to help them out. So those are some of the updates we had and what we got coming up. Y'all have any questions for me?
I don't have any questions, I don't think, just a couple of comments. School starting, it is always beneficial to have that extra police presence on those first 2 days of school. Typically, all the mommies and daddies are bringing their new babies to school, and it can get a little hectic with traffic. Of course, all schools have SROs. Typically, they're great. Don't know who ours is going to be yet. Maybe we'll find out before next Thursday. But if you all just have any extra hands that can just help in that area, it would be appreciated.
Absolutely. We've actually got a really good working relationship with the SROs, and I'll reach out to them and let them know until they've got somebody set in stone, or even if they're not familiar with the area, we'll be around to help them out.
Perfect. I'm sure there'll be somebody there, but the more the better.
What day does school start now?
Next Thursday.
The 7th.
Another thing is I just want to commend you on what you're doing at the police department. The trainings, all of the extra stuff that you all are doing is something that the department has needed to be doing a very long time. And I like your initiative for everything that you do down there at the police department. But also all the extra stuff that you do to help counsel, to help Jimmy, and just being proactive. We do appreciate everything you do. Questions for Chief Mullins? Okay, thank you. Water plant, Mr. Markham. I actually think we took him off the regular ones.
We just left.
I think this was probably just a copy of a special called one. So, do we have anything from the water plant?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Next up is town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Had a good last week. I won't do that in quite some time from now. It's always good to get away. I sent the email on 7/16 to Lynn Lisco for the letter that our chief was talking about. They did confirm back that they didn't receive it. I spoke with Hillcom and they were going to email me if they did have a number. The lady I spoke with said she wasn't really familiar with that, and they supposed to go up with Brandon and have them email me, and I've not got anything back on that. We ordered the screens to go around the lot, and they came in today. I looked into the PSA. Insurance that they have on currently with their water customers and sewer customers. It's a totally third party away from the PSA. And I had some more emails from them while I was gone. I need to follow back up with that. Basically, it's a fee. It's automatically enrolled. You can opt out after that. There's two that they try to get everybody, and that's the service line replacement on their end. And I mean, on the customer side, if they have a water leak, whatever, they will assist with that insurance. And also with paying water bills, if something happened, it got away from you, you couldn't pay your water bill, the insurance company would pay what's from your normal water bill to the current, whatever it is at that time, normally 100. And there's 200, they'll pay that 100. You're still going to be responsible for water.
That would be with a water leak, right?
Right.
Is there any cost to us to enroll in it?
That's what I've been trying to find out.
Okay.
Okay. I know that you've been off, so I will not ask or bombard you with questions. I will just remind you of what I will be asking at our regular meeting in August. Of course, you and Chief Mullins are working on the letters. I hope to get an update on how that process is going at our next meeting. You are going to reach out to other towns about their local engineers in order for them to come check the status of the structure here of the depot building. And then you were still going to, and you were going to follow back up with about the riffraff and the bank at the park. I think you hadn't heard anything back from them yet. So those are my notes from last meeting, and since it's only been a couple weeks and you've been off for one, I'll just leave that there and we'll bring it back up at the next meeting. Any other questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, guess I'm the only one asking questions tonight. Next up, Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
What I got for you tonight is that we patched most of the holes around the town that we know of, if y'all know any.
I noticed that, thank you.
And let us know, we'll get them patched. We repaired a water leak on Central Street. We put in an inch and a half meter DDOT. Repaired a water leak at Litchfield, a 2-inch. We repaired a water leak at the swimming pool, a 1-inch line. Repaired a cork stop and a saddle at the pool. We replaced some of the plumbing at the pool. We got the food box back, but we got to figure out where we're going to put the food box. You know, it was over at the...
I'm going to make a phone call to somebody to see if their church might want to put that near their church where they have a food bank already.
Okay. We did 120 work orders. Got the heat pump put in at the MEOC building. North Street, I talked to Anthony right there. He come in and patched the hole and then come down and redid North Street. And the Food City pump, I talked to Johnny the other day. He said, he'll give me some updates on it. I called him this morning. He said it looked like about a week behind. So he said that he'll kick me in for on it. That's all I got.
When you were patching holes, the one I specifically mentioned was Beach Avenue. Is that, did you go check that area?
Yeah, we got Beach too.
Okay.
We went all the way up to the corporation limits right there where we stop at. State on the rest of that up on the hill.
Okay, but we've taken care of our part. Okay. Questions for Mr. Livingston? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
Land Group.
Well, I don't see anybody here. Nor do we have a project manager. Have we heard anything from Land Group?
I've actually talked to John Kendrick. I'm not 100% sure where he's fallen into, but the line is coming over. But I did get an email from Rail Pros, and we did get the final okay. So I signed that off today and got all that sent back. So
for the what?
The
railroad?
The railroad. To
okay.
Continue the project for better session.
Yeah, that's good.
And I called, talked to John Kendrick, and he's going to check the portal, make sure it's uploaded into the portal, but he didn't get back to me. But it's open.
You said portal, and it reminded me of this. One of the last few times I was in your office, that one time we had called Lenawisco, and whatever portal or something needed something updated, and we had something, we just hadn't updated in a while. Have we updated whatever that was?
I updated it, and actually, it starts with a C.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. I uploaded the portal, plus I emailed it to VRA.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the Lane Group?
No.
Okay, next up, Mrs. Sharp, let's try this again.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $5,420.99. The interim accounts payables were $91,853.41. Cash disbursements, $5,780. The minutes for July 14th regular meeting will be distributed with August 11th council package. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, July the 25th, was $133,009.89. We had $97,107.50 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due, leaving a balance of $30,481.40. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $1,634.72. Today's deposit, $5,764.78, for a combined total cash availability, $37,880.90. In your report, you have copies of the total cash availability report for July and the cash availability comparison report. I also put a list of the business licenses that you had asked for, and any of those businesses that are highlighted are behind on their business licenses.
So what do we do when they're behind on their business license? Do we send them a notice, or?
We do send out letters every year at the beginning when we send out the applications for the new ones. We always send extra business licenses and letters for each that are behind.
So knowing they were due in May, right?
Yes.
And this is July.
Yes.
Do we send anything out in between now and next year to say, hey, did you forget us?
If time allows it, we do. And Roberta and I are in the process of doing that now.
Yeah, I would like for us to, all these people that haven't paid, I mean, we need to, I mean, I wouldn't mind sending something certified, you know, telling them, hey,
we send those letters
you do
certified.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because I think that's a requirement for us to take further action on a business, because when you don't pay your business, we've said it before, when one doesn't pay, the next business down the road says, hey, they're not paying theirs, they're not doing nothing to them, I'm not going to pay mine either. And then in turn, it doesn't work. So, and I've heard it before from a certain business here in town that found out another business hadn't paid their business tax. And they said, well, if they're not paying and nobody's doing anything, I'm not going to pay it either. So we have to, and to me, I think we need to make time, because some of these would be pretty good dab a little money that could go into our general fund. So that's
okay.
How I feel.
I agree.
That one?
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
How's your roof feel?
Since we didn't find the leaks that I've seen.
And it's rained. I mean,
and it's rained, yeah.
Okay.
Have you finished your interviews?
We are doing some follow-up interviews Wednesday.
Okay.
We picked out five. And we're going to do some re-interviews on those.
Could you send us those names?
I will.
Any other questions? Okay, you need anything else from us, Mr. Sharp? Any questions for us?
No, sir.
Okay. Next item is attorney report. Mr. Sturgill's not here, so that brings us to new business A, the sewer maintenance fee. We discussed that during our public hearing. Of course, at the last meeting, we discussed the fact that if we really have a major sewer problem, we don't have any funds set aside to help us with that. For example, if our water, if we have issues with our water tank, we do have a fund for that. How long have we had this maintenance for the water tank?
Two years.
And right now we're at $64,426.77 in that fund. So I think that that would be something very beneficial if we also did something similar for the sewer maintenance fee.
I think so, considering that, you know, that it was a $15,000 chunk and we did another there was two more. Is that right? Have we bought two choppers or just one other one?
We brought two more.
Two of them already?
So that's $45,000.
$45,000 that we've spent in choppers in the last year, so.
But the ones out there at Portland Road, it cost
didn't cost that much.
I think it was like something because it's a smaller.
Okay.
But in turn, it's still the same thing. And then anytime, like when we've had bogs come in and redo sewer things that we've had, it's just, I think, for us and the town itself, it would be better for everything to do this. So.
And just to clarify, this will only be charged to the individuals who have town sewer. If they're on a septic tank, we're not placing this fee on their bill. Is there any action from council as far as that goes?
So I guess I'll make a motion to initiate the sewer maintenance fee of $2 per month for sewer customers only.
Second. There's a motion and a second to adopt a $2 a month sewer maintenance fee for all Town of Coburn customers who have town sewer. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mr. Sharp, roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Devin Tamuni.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
We would have to have permission to open a new account for that.
I got that.
Okay, so we can do that.
I will open it separately.
Yes.
I will make a motion to authorize Kathy and Jimmy to open another bank account for the sewer maintenance fee to be deposited into.
Second.
Motion and a second to allow Kathy Sharp, Jimmy Williams on behalf of the town to open up an account for us to deposit this money from the sewer maintenance fee. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now, is that all you need from us as far as that goes? Okay, next up, new business B is the Larry Sayer Memorial Bike Ride. And the date for this, Mr. Sayer, would be August 23rd. And you starting at
Eastside?
And so once council approves that, you just work with Chief Mullins and make sure that we
have y'all covered.
We have that covered.
And we went over this before. They're covered under our umbrella because it's a sanctioned part of the Guest River Rally and our thumbs up. All right.
The last time I did a permit for it, you still want us to do the permit for it?
Yeah.
Sure.
But I just need to know what your addition is going to be because I go off the same route. That
the only addition was when we come out of Prattwater and come across the bridge, we're going to turn right and go to there's a church out there almost at the end of the Banner
Revival Center.
Okay, all right.
We're going to turn around right there and we send them right back to the high school. That's for a 20-mile route and a 40-mile route is there.
Okay.
Okay, do we have action from council?
I make a motion to approve the Larry Sayer Memorial Bike Ride 2025.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the Larry Sayer Memorial Bike Ride for August 23rd at 9:00 a.m. Is there any discussion? Okay, I'll just reiterate what I said. If you, Mr. Williams, Chief Mullins, work with Mr. Sayer to make sure that we get everything squared away that we need for that. All right, any other discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. We have no old business. Is there a reason to go into closed session tonight? Hearing none. Council comments and concerns, Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Steele?
I appreciate all the work that everybody does for the town of Coburn. Really mean that.
Mrs. Steele?
Again, the Public Works for always coming to our call at the pool. And thank goodness this year we've only called them one time to restart the pumps, which was yesterday. And there was a power outage at the pool, which caused the problem. And they got it started back up in speedy time so that the football team had their pool party and all went well. And I appreciate Mr. Mullins for all his diligent work. And I know that all the police officers that I talked to, they're real satisfied with their work environment and are happy to be working for Coburn. They're good to be there. And Mr. Williams, I'm glad you had a good vacation last week. Now back to business. And I thank all my council for all what they did.
Okay, Ms. Woodruff.
Just kind of piggybacking off of you. I appreciate everything that all you guys do. It's been so hot here recently too. So thank you all for all that you do.
Okie dokie. You know what? I'm just going to say I'm just thankful for our town, the people in it, whether they like me or not. I'm still glad to be here. Thank you to all of our employees and what you do for us. That being said, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.